Live from Torquay, this is Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye on 94.7 The Pulse.
It is 13 minutes to 11 o'clock on 94.7 The Pulse. Don't forget, after 11 o'clock, Greg McHenry will be with us for Roads to Recovery. I can't actually see him, but I presume he's getting all set up in Studio 2 with another action-packed episode. So stay with us after 11 o'clock this morning on The Pulse. Now, we're just getting all our microphones into position to record Sarah Carroll, who has joined us to play some fantastic live music this morning, because that's what we like, to provide grassroots support. And to give our local musicians access to the airwaves, and that's why we come down to Torquay to talk to all of the community groups, and that music is a big part of that. So Sarah's going to play for us a couple of songs, and when I spoke to station management yesterday, they said that there may even be a political song, which always makes me a bit nervous, but we'll see which way that ends up going. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she's got there. So a bit of live music to round us up with Mitchell's Front Page this morning down here in Torquay. Of course, we should just say a quick thank you to Cafe Moby for putting on a great location again. We're a bit outside in the cold here a little bit, and a little bit damp and raining, but we are in a pretty sheltered space here, and we've got people coming in and out of the cafe, and it's a great spot just being able to look out over the water. So we love this location. We love coming to Cafe Moby, and we have to say a big thank you to them for putting on this great space. All right, well, Sarah Carroll, you're all mic'd up now. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks, Mitchell. It's lovely to meet you.
Likewise. I think we've spoken on the phone about a couple of local issues,
but we've
never met face-to-face. So it's great to see you, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what tracks you've got for us. Just tell us about how things are going for you at the moment.
Well, I'm pretty busy. I'm a performing musician and artist in the, well, around Australia, I guess, but I perform a lot in the Geelong area. And I'm planning a trip to Hawaii and Nashville at the moment.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, with some people who want to come and learn some ukulele from me in Hawaii. So we had a bit of a get-together yesterday out at Saints and Sailors, and that was really great. Finishing an album.
And how do people find you on social media or websites if they want to catch one of your gigs or buy one of your CDs?
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook either just under my name, Sarah Carroll, or my music page, which is Sarah Carroll, Ukulele Queen of the Bellarine.
That's got a good ring. Now, what song are you going to be playing for us, first of all?
Well, the one that I really wanted to play today is called After the Ride, and it's a song that I wrote back in about 2007, originally just recorded it on my new album, and I'm really happy with the way it's come up. But it was a song about political uncertainty, I suppose. I've got very strong political ideas, but I was also feeling that there wasn't a strong inspirational leadership at that time, and that it was difficult, increasingly difficult for particularly young people to sort of see a way forward politically. And
and as a lot of people have said, we're just about come full circle now with where we're
very
at.
Very interesting, yeah.
So take it away. Let's have a listen. Okay. Sarah Carroll, everyone.
After the ride, when it all settles down, will there be any difference in the streets of the town? Will we be led by a better man? Will it matter who falls and who's left to stand? I feel this world rocking from side to side. There's bad and there's worse, true choice we're denied. And the heathens who worship their holes in the ground will hold this country to ransom, wearing good people down.
while the worker grows weaker and the wild things move on. And the trees stand dying and the water is gone. And instead of reflection and humility, we practice aggression as seen on TV. And the merry-go-round is controlled by a man with steel in his eyes on his hands. Like a bad boy who uses the rays of the sun to fry little insects on the pavement for fun. Leaders we've cherished, whose sins we've denied, have to give someone else a turn on the slide. Have we learned anything? Must we learn it again? Will we wake up tomorrow? Tomorrow as friends after the ride.
That's fantastic.
Thank you.
Very, very deep lyrics there. I was absolutely blown away. Thank you very much for that track.
That's lovely of you, Mitchell. Thank you.
And I think a lot of people would listen to that and they would feel like that's really speaking to the situation, you know. For some people, whether it's Turnbull or Shorten, does it really matter? So thank you very much. Have you got another track for us?
Oh, I reckon I can pull out another one. Sure. Why not? This is one that I've been working on for a little while. It's a song about, I guess it's mainly about homeless people, but not only just the general population of people who are homeless, just some people I know who don't seem to be able to find somewhere to belong. All right. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in. I'd like to take you in and feed you something good in my house. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in. I'd like to take you in and wrap you in a blanket of love. Oh, the wind is cold, but my home is golden in the night. Ooh, the air is full of snow. My friend I know will be alright. Ooh, on a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in. I'd like to take you in. I'll hold you and make you feel safe. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in. I'd like to take you in. Protect you from misery and pain. Oh, the wind is cold, but my home is golden in the night. Ooh,
The air is full of snow, but my friend I know we'll be all right. Ooh, on a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in. Smoke some weed and read in my house. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in. And stop you from hurting yourself. The wind is full of snow, my friend, I know we'll be alright. Ooh, the air is really cold, but my home is golden in the night. Oh, in the night. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in. Ooh, on a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in, I'd like to take you in. On a night like tonight, I'd like to take you in, like to take you in, wrap you in a blanket of love.
Well, thank you very much.
That's my pleasure. Sorry, that one was a bit bumpy. It's been a little while, but I think
you get the
message.
No, that was fantastic. You
shouldn't
have told us that.
And this weather is making me feel this is the sort of weather I wrote that song in. The same.
Fantastic.
And I feel very grateful to have a roof over my head right at the moment, I tell you.
That's exactly right. Well, thank you so much for coming down. How do people find you again very quickly?
Facebook page, Sarah Carroll, Ukulele Queen of the Bellarine.
Good on you.
I'll be rapt to hear from you.
Good on you, Sarah Carroll there. We really appreciate her coming down to play some of those tracks. Greg McHenry is coming up next. That's just about it from us today. A big thanks to Darby, Leah and Adam for coming down with me this morning, but also Courtney back in the studio and the whole Pulse team for making this broadcast possible. I'll be back on Monday from 9 a.m. back in the studios in Geelong. Greg McHenry and the news coming up next.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.